Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Boston Globe staff reporter, Matt Stout. Welcome back to The Common.
Thanks for having me, Darryl.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Matt, there seems to be a lot going on with the Cannabis Control Commission. This is the commission tasked with regulating the state's $5 billion cannabis industry. And earlier this week, you wrote a piece about a group of lawmakers calling for a hearing to examine the agency. Now, this came after the chair of the commission was suspended, and just as the board is trying to write new rules to regulate the state's weed industry. So, Matt, I kind of want to start with the suspension of the chair, Shannon O'Brien. She was suspended by State Treasurer Deborah Goldberg. That seemed out of the blue. Do you know why she was suspended?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely came as a surprise, especially how it landed, where it happened pretty quietly on a Thursday. You know, we found out about it on Friday. At least at this point, they're not saying publicly why. I mean, they're calling it a personnel issue. Reading between the lines, you know, given that this was, you know, the state treasurer, Deb Goldberg, has had a, you know, long time relationship with Shannon O'Brien. I mean, Shannon O'Brien herself is a former state treasurer, you know, ran for governor 20 years ago. And so for her to take the step to suspend her own appointee, you know, obviously it raises a ton of questions, but also kind of at least indicates that there's something serious or at least notable enough for her to do that. Because this is, at least for the treasurer, I mean, this is the person just a year ago she appointed to lead this commission, you know, someone that, you know, she's known for years. So it's been difficult to kind of get to the bottom of the why, still trying, especially at an agency where there seems to be a lot of turmoil, that there was some type of break, if you will.
Yeah, because she's suspended with pay. So I guess she's in this sort of limbo, right? But what does her suspension mean for the commission now, especially as they're rewriting these new rules?
Yeah, I mean, not only is she in limbo, but I mean, it puts the board in limbo too. I mean, now there's only four members. They had to take several votes just on Monday to appoint a temporary chair because they kept deadlocking at two votes apiece. And even the agreement they came to is they have a temporary chair essentially until today, as we're recording on Wednesday, until they finish their discussion and their vote on these new regulations. So, I mean, at the very least, it leaves them shorthanded. And given the way the law is written, there's no clear succession plan, if you will, if a chair were to, you know, be suspended. I mean, this kind of situation was not top of mind, or, you know, people didn't even write this into the law when they did this 6 years ago. So to say we're sort of an unprecedented situation is correct, even though it's only a six-year-old agency, but it's really sort of this uncharted water for a agency that is, like, you know, really trying to find its footing because they're going through some really important decisions at the moment.
Yeah, I want to get into the new rules a little bit. These are new rules to regulate the cannabis industry in a state. They include things like allowing people with criminal records to work in the industry, address the fees cannabis businesses pay to municipalities, and allow cannabis cafes in every city or town. As it relates to this rules process specifically, where is the commission in that?
So they are at least expected to finalize these, and they faced a November deadline to put them in place. So they're sort of right on the cusp, which makes the timing of the suspension all the more notable, because this is essentially a day they've been working toward for a year now. Mm. It's really important for the industry, and they're sort of at the doorstep, if you will.
Mm. Who's going to replace O'Brien in the interim?
That is a good question. So after today, there is no clear sense of who will serve as chair. And to be clear, I mean, the chair, when you have a full five-member board, is essentially one vote just like the other four are one vote on this commission. What the chair gets to do is sort of setting the agenda from meeting to meeting and sort of having that ability to craft like what is going to be on the commission's plate. So who has that role is unclear. I mean, I guess in the coming weeks, months, we'll see what steps the treasurer takes. I mean, there's so many questions wrapped into this. It's sort of like get past these new regulations and, you know, a shorthanded commission. That's a really tough place to be when you're supposed to be, you know, supposed to be the ones providing oversight for an industry. And now lawmakers say, well, we need oversight for this board that's supposed to be overseeing this one.
We're going to take a break, but we will be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with Matt Stout of the Boston Globe. Well, let's get into it, right? Now that we've kind of set the table for some of the ongoings at the Cannabis Control Commission, let's get into that letter from lawmakers. It's from a bipartisan group, and they are calling for an oversight hearing to examine this agency. Who is leading that effort?
Well, it's five different lawmakers. Senator Michael Moore, who's a Democrat from Millbury, his office put out the letter, you know, signed it with Bruce Tarr, who's a Senate minority leader, and two Republican state representatives. They want the legislature's, you know, cannabis policy committee to hold an oversight hearing to look into a number of these, you know, issues or questions surrounding the commission. They're also pushing them to adopt this legislation that I believe Michael Moore had filed that essentially would create an independent internal audit unit that kind of sits under the auspices of the state inspector general, but, you know, resides within the CCC itself to provide even, you know, more oversight, which has happened. I mean, there's like an internal audit unit for the state police that the state inspector general oversees. And there's one that's specifically dedicated to MassDOT.
Got it. Okay. So this commission has been around for 6 years. Just overall, how effective has this commission been in regulating the multi-billion dollar cannabis industry? This industry is worth $5 billion, it says in your story.
I think they've tried to get their footing at times, and they definitely have put regulations in place when they needed to. You know, they have faced criticism even from the letter that was sent by the lawmakers criticizing their approach to investigations. The lawmakers said they have been, you know, quote, overly aggressive, unproductive, you know, untimely regulations, and sort of saying they've acted more like criminal investigators instead of regulators. And I think that they have faced criticism before of, you know, one of the goals of both the law and the commission itself was to try to give entrepreneurs of color, you know, women entrepreneurs, like a foothold in this industry. And that's an ongoing challenge to promote that, to put those changes in place to help diversify this industry and who's getting licenses. So it's, you know, I would say even 6 years, still a pretty fledgling agency. It's been trying to get their footing and keep pace with really an industry that exploded right from the jump.
Yeah. Yeah. And just my last question, the stakes, is there any chance this commission could be disbanded?
I have not heard anyone suggest that. I think there is this acknowledgement. You need this structure atop this agency. I mean, this is the whole reason the law was created in 2017 to give this oversight and have this regulatory body in place. So, I personally have not heard anyone going down the nuclear route here. I think there is just a lot of things that, at least on the public side, people don't know and want answers to sort of how this whole thing is operating.
Understood. Well, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to come through to the Common. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That's Boston Globe staff reporter Matt Stout. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you like what you're hearing, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts, especially Apple or Spotify. Rate and review us. It would help us a lot. We really appreciate it. And thank you to everybody who already has. Also, if you want to get in touch with us, hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.